During World War II, to ensure that our military was able to adequately feed and clothe soldiers and divert plenty of natural resources toward building weapons, tanks, airplanes, and ships, individual Americans learned to reduce their own use of valuable resources. Many groceries were rationed, so people grew their own food in what were called victory gardens and raised their own chickens for meat and especially eggs. A great many Americans of that time had themselves grown up on or near farms, so they had the skills to do this, and the nation's culture was still far more of an agricultural than an urban one, so it didn't seem exceptional to have chickens even in big cities. After the war, as suburbs grew and people grew increasingly accustomed to mechanization, more and more people drew away from their agricultural roots. Most major cities still allow people to raise at least a few chickens, but many suburbs, trying to establish an aura of gentility, started putting together ordinances to prohibit raising chickens. We're in a war again. And saving natural resources would make a huge contribution toward both national security and protecting the birds we love. So it's time for Americans to get back to the concepts of victory gardens and raising chickens in our backyards again. I'm not talking about full-scale poultry farms, nor about roosters, which can be pretty noisy. But a few chickens can provide not only more healthy food for families, but contribute a pleasant ambiance to neighborhoods to offset sterile lawns maintained via pesticides and fertilizer. If we raised more of our own food, it would save a tremendous amount of fuel and other natural resources, give many more chickens a life worth living, and give us more nourishment untainted with antibiotics, pesticides, growth hormones, and other chemicals. It's been chickens raised in overcrowded, unhealthy conditions that have been at the center of bird flu epidemics worldwide. And it's been these overcrowded, mechanized poultry farms that have led to the massive amounts of antibiotics used agriculturally and at the heart of our problems now with antibiotic-resistant strains of bacteria. Chickens, like other domestic animals, deserve proper care, and when given that, far from being nuisances, they can be rather pleasant creatures that can keep lawn insect pests at bay and add a bit of spice to our lives. Right now, it's illegal to raise chickens in Duluth, but a group of citizens have formed a little organization, the Duluth City Chickens, to change that. Their mission is to promote responsible urban agriculture by establishing clear legal guidelines for raising chickens within the city of Duluth. They've been doing research into what kinds of chicken ordinances have worked, not just for the chicken owners, but for their neighbors to promote harmony and neighborliness. They've got a wealth of information at their website, www.duluthcitychickens.org. Retreating to the days when our backyard gardens weren't laced with insecticides and herbicides and petroleum-based fertilizers, when our eggs came from healthy, happy chickens instead of ones that are so crowded that to keep them from hurting each other, their beaks are literally chopped off and stuffed with hormones and antibiotics to hasten their growth. That would be one step backward for chicken farming and one giant step forward for mankind. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.